Watch me fuck a baby into you, you say to me as you nuzzle my neck and caress my big 38 double D tits. We're in the bathroom, and I just got out of the shower, and you're standing behind me, and I can feel your big, hard cock pressing up against my ass cheeks. This is your latest obsession, your mission that must be accomplished. Most men think pregnant women are fat and ugly. But not you. Those big pregnant bellies turn you on. Every time you see a pregnant belly, your cock stands at attention, as if to salute her getting knocked up. And you love to watch breastfeeding in public. Watch a little baby suckling on his new mommy's big, fat, thick, dark nipple, his little mouth working to suck out all that sweet milk, wishing you could suckle too on a big, fat titty. It gives you such a hard-on. You're always bringing home some new dirty XXX movie where a sexy woman with a bulging PG belly is getting fucked by one or two hot young studs with big veiny cocks. You love to watch a pregnant woman get her snatch eaten and her big udders milked as though she were a cow, spraying her milk from engorged dark nipples all over her lovers. You dream of the day when you'll be able to bury yourself deep within a womb and coat it with your hot, potent baby batter. You'd give anything to watch a woman's belly go from flat to curvy, to a rounded belly pregnant with your child, for you to hold on to as you fuck her, and then to bathe the newly formed baby with your cum as you shoot your load into the mother's womb, her big fat tits dripping with breast milk for you to suckle, to fill your belly as you filled hers with your cum. You say, "That will be you someday." As we watch a porn clip of a pregnant woman with big swollen udders swaying as she's fucked by a man with a big thick cock. You've been planning this for months. You've read all the books and websites about fertility. You've taken my temperature every morning and charted my cervical mucus discharge, checking to see if my ovaries have released my soft and gooey monthly egg yet. You know my cycle better than I do. You've put me on a special diet and given me extra vitamins designed to make my body the perfect receptacle for your seed. And now you tell me that today is the day, the perfect day to make a baby in me. Now is the time. I'm at my most fertile at this very moment. I will never be more prepared to receive your seed within me and have it grow into a baby, stretching my belly, filling me up. I stand naked in front of our bathroom vanity on display for you, tempting you as I fondle and caress my big 38 double D tits and finger my gash, enticing you. You stroke your big cock as you watch me and then stand behind me, snuggling your hard cock between my big ass cheeks. And I can feel the hardness of you, your arms, your abs, your cock. I watch in the mirror as your hands caress my big tits, your fingertips lightly running over my puckered nipples, teasing them, exciting me, making me wet for you. You maul and squeeze my tits as they spill over your hands. So much tit flesh that you can't cup it all. My tits are too big for my petite frame, but you love them. You love looking at my short-waisted body, all big tits on top and plump round ass on the bottom. And you start from the sides, cupping my tits, enveloping them, pushing them together, making a titty tunnel. And I reach back and fondle your hard cock and balls as best I can. But it's a hard reach for a short woman who's all tits and ass, who resembles the ancient fertility statues. You whisper to me, "Just imagine how much bigger your tits are going to get when you have my baby inside of you. These will be so hard and tight like a drum, and your nipples will be so dark. I can't wait to watch your milk flow out of these lovely nipples. You'll be my own little milk fountain for me to suckle from." You begin to pull harder on my nipples, elongating them as if you're milking a cow and milk is spraying out right now. You will milk me when the time comes. You've told me that. You want to keep my tits full of milk, milking them daily. And one of your hands leaves the breast and goes to my belly. "And this belly," you say as you stroke me up and down, "I can just picture how round and sexy you're going to be. This is where my baby is going to live for 9 months, and it's going to fill you up and stretch you out and make you so beautiful, the epitome of fertility. That's what your body was made to do, made to make babies, my babies. And then you spin me around and sit me on top of the sink countertop. Your body was made to make babies. Your tits were made for sucking. And you bring one of your lips and trace the areola with your tongue before taking it fully into your mouth and suckling strongly. I tremble and gasp and thread my fingers through your dark hair, mashing my face into my breast. I love your mouth and my tits. I can come just from you sucking them, and I need to come so badly right now. I need to feel your big, hard cock inside me, fucking me. I moan softly and gasp as your teeth nip gently at my sensitive nipples, sending a jolt of pleasure right down in my womb. You mumble, "Oh, baby, you're body was born to be bread. Your tits were made to be full of milk. And your belly was meant to be full of baby. And this cunt." Here you bend down and spread my legs wide, opening my gash to your gaze. I'm so wet that it glistens in the light. I'm shaved except for a small arrow pointing directly to my clit. You stick a finger in me and smear some of my wet juices on it, rubbing my clit gently. I want your cock there. I want to rub my clit against your cock so bad. You whisper, "This pussy, this beautiful pussy was made to be full of my cock and cum. I'm going to fill you up tonight, so full of my jizz that you can't take anymore. And then I'm going to plug you up with my cock so none escapes." And with that, you kiss my cunt lips. I can feel your tongue dart in and out of my snatch, fucking me with your tongue, licking me, tasting me. You lick up and down while your hands pull and squeeze and maul my big fat tits. You find my clit and tease and suck it, and I can feel the tight coil contracting in my belly. It feels so good. I'm about ready to come. Oh, yeah. Oh, I gasp, holding your head between my legs, pressing your face, nose, and nose. I guess my clit as I press your hands hard against my tits. I want more. You pull your face free from my gasp and say, "You ready for a baby? You taste like you're ready to be bred." And I look down at your hard cock, veins bulging, dripping with pre-cum. It looks so very masterful and potent, and perhaps a sperm that's going to do the job is staring right up at me at this very moment. I can almost see it smirking at me, knowing it's going to be the one to knock me up. Pre-cum can get you pregnant too, and so you've told me, and that's why, even though I love to suck your cock, you aren't going to let me. You're going to hold off. You aren't going to let me suck you. It must all go into my cunt, all for the cause. You take one for the team and tell me I can suck your cock later. You take your cock in one hand and the back of my knee in the other, and you run the tip all up and down my slit, getting it nice and wet. But there's no need. I'm dripping wet for you already. So much. I can feel it run down my leg. "Do it now," I whisper, practically begging you to fuck me. "Give me your baby. Take hold of my cock, guide it inside you, show me how much you want me to fuck you." And I look down and watch as inch by inch of your cock disappears inside my fuckhole until it disappears. I've taken it all. I can feel you against my cervix, pressing against it, wanting to get into my womb. Eager, you pull out and then slide in again, harder, deeper. I grip your shoulders and wrap my legs around you, holding you inside of me, wanting to keep your cock inside of me forever. "Fuck me, darling, please," I cry. "Fuck me until I'm full of your seed. I want to have your baby so bad. Fuck a baby into me. Drown me in your cum." And you pull out of me, despite my protest, and spin me halfway around so that I'm facing the sink. And you place your hands on my hips to brace yourself, to pull me onto your cock, to fuck me doggy style. And you tell me to look in the mirror, that you want to see me, watch me as you fuck me. Watch my eyes, my face, my expression as you plow my snatch and fuck me, pound my cunt. Watch me as I feel you shooting your seed inside me. Watch my face as the magic moment happens, as you come inside me, fucking a baby into me. You tell me to look in the mirror. You want to see what I look like when you impregnate me with your strong, powerful seed. And then you shoot your load up my fuckhole under my womb. You grab my head and we lock eyes in the mirror. You grab my hips and begin pissing in and out of me in earnest, plowing my cunt faster, harder, deeper, fucking me oh so good as only you can with your big, fat, thick, powerful cock, thrusting. I was thrusting deeper, harder, more. You know all my magic places. You finger my clit as you pound my cunt, making me come in your cock inside me. Almost there, baby, you grunt. Here it comes, my baby batter. And then you grunt and groan as you grip my tits hard, and I feel you go rigid. You're so close to my cervix, I feel the pressure of your cock banging up against a barrier, trying to get into my womb, trying to womb fuck me, and then I feel you coming. I know you're sending millions of your little baby swimmers up inside me to fill me up, to make me pregnant. I come again, a sweet sensation, making my cunt hole squeeze your cock, convulsing around your dick and buried firmly inside of me. We stay like this for a while. You bent over my back with your cock inside of me, plugging my hole with your cock so your seed can't escape, giving it time to swim up my fuck tunnel and find my egg. My poor little innocent egg. Just a sitting duck, waiting to be bombarded with the force of all your little swimmers. Your fingers pull and squeeze my already sore nipples, making my cunt contract on your cock, my convulsions urging your little swimmers along, and you tease my clit. I come a third time with your cock still inside me, sucking your sperm deeper and deeper inside of me. And we stay like this. And then you become hard again, ready for round two. You lay me down on the bathroom floor, cushioned by the soft foam mats. You fuck your cock hard into my fuck tunnel. And it takes you longer this time, but your balls are still full of cum. And I reach down and gently fondle your balls, drawing your seed out. And you dump another load of your fuck juice up inside me. We fall asleep like this, joined with your cock plugging my fuck hole so your cum can't escape down my ass crack. I awake hours later to feel your mouth on my tit suckling me and your hard cock sliding easily in and out of my gooey wet slit. I lose count of how many times you have come inside me, filling me up with your baby-making spunk. I have no doubt your seed found my waiting egg and that it doesn't stand a chance against your powerful sperm. I know you just impregnated me with your seed and that we both watched it happen.